friends, a very big hello to all my ardent listeners. This is Ishneet Kaur back with you all again to share the importance of another very, very basic but non-negotiable aspect of our child's growth, and that we just cannot afford to overlook. And that, my dear friends, is the very calm, very peaceful, very rejuvenating, the precious wonder sleep. Yes, my dear friends, hitting the snooze button is very, very important, no matter which age group your child falls into. It is a fact that we spend almost one third of our lives sleeping. But even more relevant fact is that quality of this one third of our life has a hidden dynamic potential to either help flourish or devastate the quality of remaining two thirds. So dear friends, if you want your children to sail through the journey of life peacefully, inculcate healthy sleep habits right from the formative years of their lives. The earlier you begin, easier it will be to sustain through the adolescent years. Sleep is often referred to as wonder sleep. Let us see why is it so important for all of us. Firstly, sleep has got some excellent restorative powers. A rested brain acts like a sponge to soak in new learning. Evidence shows that sleep enhances memory and improves attention. A sound, calm, comfortable sleep boosts concentration, keeps you motivated, and facilitates the consolidation and strengthening of new information into memory traces. While we are asleep, brain creates new pathways to help us learn and remember information. Another good thing is that sleep is also associated with release and regulation of a number of hormones from several endocrine glands, including follicle stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone, growth hormone, and the most important for us today, the precious melatonin hormone. And sleep deprivation obviously leads to messing up with all these divine secretions that keep us physically, behaviorally, psychologically, and emotionally healthy and sane. On the contrary, sleep rundown can inhibit your child's growth, can affect his immune system adversely, imbalancing of body mass index, incapacitate him to manage his emotions effectively, interfere with his academic performance, initiate moodiness, irritability, and anxiety, besides impacting his learning capacities. Many sleep-deprived teens exhaust their reserves of resilience, become less productive, and more susceptible to drug abuse, truancy, and other irresponsible behaviors. Although the sleep needs may vary from person to person, on an average, a child in the age range of 3 to 5 years may need a daily sleep quota of 10 to 12 hours. The child in the age range of 6 to 12 years may need a daily sleep quota of 9 to 11 hours, and a teenager ranging from 13 to 17 years may have 8 to 10 hours as an optimal sleep supply. Time to reflect. Is our child getting his daily dose of sleep adequately? We need to ponder upon. Now let us understand why our children, the so-called Generation Z, at an increased risk of sleep deprivation. First of all in my list is the habits. Irregular weekly bedtimes and weekend sleep-ins lead to formation of faulty sleep habits. Second is parental attitudes. Late night socializing or not giving priority to formation of a regular sleep schedule for children is another important factor due to which children may land up in faulty sleep habits. Use of electronic devices too close to bedtime can be another sleep thief. Use of caffeine-laced drinks like coffee, tea, or colas To keep oneself stimulated for staying awake till late night is the next one on my list. Well, exercising too close to bedtime. Adolescence is the time when children become conscious of their body images and begin hitting the gym. Due to packed up schedules, they might land up exercising too close to their bedtimes, which again may mean delay of the sleep cycle. Other reasons could be the stress due to surmounting syllabuses, cutthroat competitions, parental pressures, and pressure of performance in academics or other areas. It could also be bullying at school or at virtual platform, family situations, domestic discord, or exposure to negative and fearful content coming from various news channels. The brand new and the latest ones are FOMO, fear of missing out. Gen Z is a generation of highly curious, intelligent, logic-oriented children who are hyper-inquisitive and want to know more and more. Although this is a quality, but sometimes this leads to highly restless brains and lack of ability to be peaceful. Yet another one is EDA, electronic device addiction. Not to blame our little ones, they have opened their eyes in an era of gadget tsunami. The result is that an alarming number of children as young as 1 year olds have gone so addicted to mobiles that they won't adhere to their parental simple requests also till the time they are provided an access to the gadgets, especially the mobiles. And it is important to consider over here that with all the online exposure that our centennials are being exposed to during this pandemic situation is not just going to impact their hearing, vision, and body postures adversely, but also interfere with their sleep patterns. Last but not the least is infomania. Constant need to check out emails, texts, social networking sites, minute by minute, are all signs and symptoms of addiction and are one way or the other interfering not only with our attention spans, concentration, and focus, but also with our ability to enjoy that calm, comfortable, rejuvenating slumber. Now, let's come to the most important part. How can parents help? Parents need to be careful for children during their formative years, as habits once formed are hard to break. Initiating a healthy dialogue with your teen on importance of regular and consistent sleep schedule is again an important step. Ensure that children unplug their devices at least 1 hour before sleeping. A consistent, effective monitoring is indeed very helpful. Encourage children to take a power nap in the afternoon to recharge their battery if possible. Avoid blue light emitting from devices as it interferes with secretion of melatonin, the hormone that makes us sleep. Remember, unhealthy sleep hygiene puts you at a greater risk of developing sleep disorders later in life. Parents also need to understand that parental urge to steal some quick limelight involving little children in making some quick videos is all exposing our children too much and too early to electronic devices, which comes with its own side effects manifesting in behavioral and adjustment problems. Hence, parents need to be consciously and responsibly involved. Don't worry if your child is not listening to you. Worry because he's watching you. So, my dear friends, always strive to be an effective role model. That's all from my side. This is Ishneet Kaur signing off for now. Hear me out in my next podcast. Stay connected, stay tuned, stay safe, stay blessed. Thank you so much.